Ignatius pulled his flannel nightshirt up and looked at his bloated stomach. He often bloated while lying in bed in the morning, contemplating the unfortunate turn that events had taken since the Reformation. Doris Day and Greyhound Scenic Cruisers, whenever they came to mind, created an even more rapid expansion of his central region. But since the attempted arrest and the accident, he had been bloating for almost no reason at all, his pyloric valve snapping shut indiscriminately and filling his stomach with trapped gas, gas which had character and being and resented its confinement. He wondered whether his pyloric valve might be trying, Cassandra-like, to tell him something. As a medievalist, Ignatius believed in the Rota Fortunae, or Wheel of Fortune, a central concept in De Consolatione Philosophiae, the philosophical work which had laid the foundation for medieval thought. Boethius, the late Roman who had written the Consolatione while unjustly imprisoned by the emperor, had said that a blind goddess spins us on a wheel, that our luck comes in cycles. Was the ludicrous attempt to arrest him the beginning of a bad cycle? Was his wheel rapidly spinning downward? The accident was also a bad sign. Ignatius was worried. For all his philosophy, Boethius had still been tortured and killed. Then Ignatius's valve closed again, and he rolled over on his left side to press the valve open.
"Oh, Fortuna, blind, heedless goddess, I am strapped to your wheel," Ignatius belched. "Do not crush me beneath your spokes. Raise me on high, divinity."
"What you mumbling about in there, boy?"
his mother asked through the closed door.
"I am praying,"
Ignatius answered angrily.
"Patrolman Mancuso is coming today to see me about the accident. You better say a little Hail Mary for me, honey."
"Oh, my God,"
Ignatius muttered.
"I think it's wonderful you praying, babe. I've been wondering what you do locked up in there all the time."
"Please go away,"
Ignatius screamed.
"You're shattering my religious ecstasy."
Bouncing up and down on his side vigorously, Ignatius sensed a belch rising in his throat. But when he expectantly opened his mouth, he emitted only a small burp. Still, the bouncing had some physiological effect. Ignatius touched the small erection that was pointing downward into the sheet, held it, and lay still, trying to decide what to do. In this position, with the red flannel nightshirt around his chest and his massive stomach sagging into the mattress, he thought somewhat sadly that after 18 years with his hobby, it had become merely a mechanical physical act, stripped of the flights of fancy and invention that he had once been able to bring to it. At one time, he had almost developed it into an art form, practicing the hobby with the skill and fervor of an artist and philosopher, a scholar and gentleman. There were still hidden in his room several accessories which he had once used: a rubber glove, a piece of fabric from a silk umbrella, a jar of Noxema. Putting them away again after it was all over had eventually grown too depressing.